Welcome to the Jack Mountain Bushcraft Podcast with your host, Jack Mountain Bushcraft School founder and master Maine guide, Tim Smith.
Welcome to another episode of the Jack Mountain Bushcraft Podcast. My name is Tim Smith, and today we're going to talk about two things. I'm here with School of the Forest Director Tom Belluccio.
Hey.
How are we doing today, Tom?
Great. How are you, Tim?
I'm hanging in there.
Right on.
And we are going to talk about the Jack Mountain origin story, or how did the mountain get its name.
It's a good one.
And then we're going to talk about a little bit about the Teen Bushcraft course coming up summer 2015.
That's right.
So with no further ado, a lot of people have asked me, you know, where is Jack Mountain? How did Jack Mountain get its name? Is it a real place? And lots of things. And I can assure you that it is a real place. I named this company, the Jack Mountain Bushcraft School, basically as an homage to a well-spent youth. So when we were kids, my brother, our friends, and I used to go out in the woods behind our place, and there was a hill with some big exposed cliffs and lots of blueberry bushes and really no sign of man on it. And we used to go out there and climb the rocks, pick blueberries, go exploring, find slab caves and explore them, things like that. Things that now, as a parent, make me cringe a little bit that little kids would do, but kids are as they are, and you know, the early 1970s was a lot freer time, maybe, than 2014, 2015. Anyway, when I was about 4 or 5, I remember we were walking out to go out to the hill, and an older guy who lived down the lake from us said, "Hey, where are you kids going?" In a nice way, you know, not accusing us of anything. And I said, "Oh," I told him, "we're going out to the big hill with the rocks and the blueberries to go climbing and exploring." And he said, "Oh, you mean Jack Mountain?" And I said, "Oh, okay, I guess so, yeah." So from that moment on, you know, that hill has always been known to me as Jack Mountain. And, you know, I don't know how many hours I spent there as a kid exploring, doing things, checking things out, but it was just an amazing place and still is. It's still exactly the same. And if you ever visit our folk school in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, you can go there. But it's a neat little spot. Anyway, flash forward about 19 or 20 years, and I'm still friends with the old guy, and we're standing around having a beer, and I told him about my idea for the business, and he said, "Oh, that's great, but where's this Jack Mountain?" And I said, "What?" I said, "It's that hill out in the woods, you know, that we used to go to as kids." And I said, "You told me it was called that." And he said, "What? Really?" He said, "I must have been drinking that day." So he went on to explain how he would call that one Jack and the other one across the way Jill. So needless to say, a funny little story. He has since passed on, and may he rest in peace. Great guy, great friend. But just a funny little thing about how Jack Mountain got its name. And if you're ever at our field school in northern Maine, there is a real mountain that's called Jack Mountain on a map about 7 miles away as the crow flies. But the business was not named for that because we weren't there. I wasn't there until I was an adult, whereas the Jack Mountain in New Hampshire, I spent a lot of time with as a kid. Anyway, so Tom and I today took a ride down to southern New Hampshire, and we picked up a couple of toboggan blanks and canoe paddle blanks, and we're headed back, and we figured we'd record this podcast. So I'd like to take this time to, first of all, welcome to the podcast, Tom.
Thank you.
And I want to talk about the Teen Bushcraft program taking place at the field school July, I think the end of June or maybe the 1st of July. I know it goes over the 4th of July week, but it's a two-week bushcraft program for teen guys. And so tell me a little bit about it. You know, what do you have planned to do?
So, yeah, this summer we're going to kick off our first ever teen bushcraft course. Like you said, it's a two-week course. And we're going to start off at the Jack Mountain Field School in Lasardis, Maine, which is recently grown, correct?
Correct. It is now 20 acres larger, and we have a ton more land on the river.
On the river.
That much easier to have canoes racked up just off the river, so
right
on, to carry them up the hill.
What's the total acreage now?
Right now we're at 60, and we're hoping to add maybe 20 more in a couple years.
Nice. So yeah, we got a lot of room to explore. We're gonna dive right into some basic bushcraft instruction, learn a lot about shelter theory, make sure everybody's comfortable and confident in, you know, lighting fire in different conditions. And then we'll work on things like navigation, basic first aid, and paddling techniques. And that'll kind of encompass the first week of the course.
So what happens week two?
So week two, or approximately week two, you know, depending upon how comfortable everybody's feeling, we're going to head up to the headwaters of the Aroostook River and get in our boats and embark on a bit of an adventure, maybe test ourselves a little bit along the way.
Epic canoe expedition.
Epic canoe expedition would
fantastic.
Be a great way of putting it, yeah. So it's about 60 or so miles of paddling, and the really great thing about that particular trip is it'll dump us off right back at the field school at the end of our journey. So unique trip in that sense.
Yeah, you guys should be there. You should have some pretty good fishing at that.
Oh yeah, that'll be great. I mean, just about the tail end of some really great native brook trout fishing.
Fantastic. So,
yeah.
So you just, I mean, you got your guide license less than a year ago, right?
Was fortunate enough to pass my exam September 15th of this year, yeah.
Awesome. So we're excited for that. And Tom is, as I mentioned, he's the director of our kids program we call the School of the Forest, and he's also going to be an instructor during the excuse me, got a little cold. Tom's going to be instructor during the 2015 Boreal Snowshoe Expedition and
right
the Spring Wilderness Bushcraft Semester. So he'll be coming right off a whole bunch of time in the woods working with people. So it should be a great, great experience. If you're a teenager, if you're a teenage guy interested in this program, you know, the neat thing about it that is probably different from a lot of other programs aimed at that age group is it's not quite as structured. Because we keep the program super small, we're able to leave them pretty well unstructured and just kind of move with the interests of the participants.
Right.
So it's not like you won't get woken up at 6:03 every morning by a bugle or something along those lines.
I mean, no guarantees that I won't buy a bugle just for that reason, but
right.
Yeah, you know, we're not planning on that.
Right. But, you know, by having a more relaxed approach, it's my firm belief that we're able to get more done by not being dogmatic about a certain structure or system that we go about, the ways that we go about our day.
Right.
Anyway, that is a beautiful river. One awesome thing about northern Maine that you can't say for just about anywhere else is we're fortunate that there are still no ticks there.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, catching Lyme disease or you're waking up with ticks all over you like you do in some other parts of the country. And I know for me, I was contacted recently by somebody who said, you know, what are your secrets for not getting attacked by ticks? And I said, it's that I'm in Aroostook County, Maine, and they just aren't here.
Right.
So not a great answer, but it was mine nonetheless. So, cool. Well, that sounds like a great time. I'm excited for you for that course, Tom. And yeah, just really excited, too, just to get back up to the field school. I haven't been up there for almost 2 months, and I'm just itching to head back up.
Yeah.
And really entrench myself up there again.
Get out in the woods again.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be great. Good year shaping up.
Good year. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll see you again sometime. Have a good one.
Take care.